This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
All right, automotive friends, welcome back to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. Kim Walker with Shop Marketing Pros here as your guest today. No Brian today. He's relaxing, I guess, or doing something, probably working on a car project. But I'm super happy to have two really beautiful automotive chicks in the industry with us today. Our own Caroline Legrand, who is our Chief Marketing Officer. And then we also have Savannah Garrett, the Marketing Manager with Schmidt Auto Care. So we're going to dig in and talk with them about our Plan with the Pros event. We're going to talk about last year. We're going to talk about this year. But before I do that, let me give some shout outs and some thanks to our sponsors. Thank you to our friends at RepairPal for providing you with this episode. RepairPal's certified network of shops are trusted by millions of customers each month. Learn more at repairpal.com/shops. And then secondly, if you are ready to convert clients to members, AppFueled specializes in creating custom apps tailored specifically for professional auto repair businesses. Visit appfueled.com to get started today. Keep your shop top of mind on their mobile device they love. All right, ladies, welcome. Savannah, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It is definitely a Monday over here. Caroline, have you had a crazy Monday too?
A little bit. I was recording podcasts with Brian right before this and he was like, man, today's just been back to back to back. And it's just one of those, I said my whole week is going to feel like that, but just a busy week.
Yeah. Well, we're getting ready to go out of the country on Thursday and it's just always the universe knows that day is coming. And so it's like fire after fire after fire that we're having to put out and tackle and all that. But I'm glad to just pause for a little bit this afternoon and hang out with these two awesome, young, beautiful ladies in the industry, y'all. So here's the deal. Last year, I had this idea. I think, Caroline, we were actually talking about Playing with the Pros for 2 years before we did it, maybe.
Yeah, we were definitely talking about it for a while. And there's just this idea of us as Shop Marketing Pros kind of having a conference. Kim, you wanted to host more of a women's retreat. And so we found a way to bring the two of those things together after a couple of years of talking about it. And last year in 2024, yes, 2024 was our inaugural first ever Playing with the Pros. Last year was more of a retreat too, but retreat and workshop. So
yeah,
Savannah was there with Lola and represented Schmidt Auto Care and got their whole marketing plan created.
Yeah. So Savannah, let me back up a little bit. For people that don't know what we're talking about, let me just elaborate a little bit further. This idea really came out of the issue that we were seeing, not only with some of our clients, but just shops in general. When we're out teaching classes, we'd realize people don't have a plan. And so they were haphazardly agreeing to whatever sales tactic came up. You know, somebody came in and they have a magazine in their community. Hey, we want you to run an ad in here. Or, hey, will you sponsor this? Or, hey, will you do that? And nobody really had the easy way to say no, or they didn't have a plan to look at to say, well, we're not really planning to do that. And so that's where this idea came from, was let's just start small, host an event where we teach the shop owner exactly how to create a full year marketing plan. And not just like at Shop Marketing Pros, right? We only offer certain digital solutions. No, we want the full plan. We want to help you think about what's going on in your community. Who are you going to sponsor? What clubs and organizations are you going to be members of? What is your budget? What are you going to do with your budget? When are you going to ramp up your budget? When are you going to back off your budget? So that's what we planned and started super small. I think only had 12 shops in there, maybe, or less than that, because there were a couple of shops that had two people with them. Very small, intimate, invite-only group. We didn't publicize it. We didn't promote it until we got there. And then we started posting all of our pictures and videos. And I had people texting me, what are you doing? I want in on this. And it was that FOMO thing, right? The fear of missing out. So Savannah, tell us, What made you go, or was it Laura Lee? Like, to just talk us through what that looked like for your shop. What caused you to say, I really want to go there? Like, why did you come?
Well, it definitely was Laura Lee's suggestion. She's the one who heard of it. But I will say, my wedding was 2 weekends after this. So I came because I wanted to. I had a lot to plan. I had a lot to do. But in our field, I feel like, obviously, marketing, it's important. And when you go to a lot of these trainings, a lot of them are specific to the technicians and service advisors and things like that. And it was so nice to be surrounded by people who do similar things that I do in this field, to be able to bounce our ideas off of each other. And it was really refreshing to just have, you know, a few days to just talk about the marketing within the shop and not have to worry about the cars and the vehicles as well. Because while they are important, that's not where I specialize. So I like to have my moments with my people.
Yeah. So you said Laura Lee brought it up to you. Like, how in the world? See, me, and this, I just love Laura Lee. She's so like out there and just incredibly fun and bold. Because like, honestly, if I had seen, let's say Caroline, let's say that she gets engaged and I know she's getting married and I have something 2 weeks before, like, honest to God, I would have been like, I'm not even asking her. So I just love that Laura Lee was like, she gave you the choice.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that I would have even given Caroline the choice.
I never felt obligated to go by Laura Lee at all either. Yeah. It was very, like, you don't want to go to this. I understand. But, you know, I also think it would be great for you. So, you know, whatever you want to do. And
yeah.
Yeah. I just did. It worked out, obviously. You know, the wedding went okay too. So
I just think it's complete insanity. Just truth be told. I remember being in absolute shock and awe that you would even consider it. But what were you going to say, Caroline?
I was going to say, you know, that I would probably have FOMO and I'd be like, yeah, I mean, I can probably make it work. So you would be, I'm not even giving you the option.
No, which it's a lesson.
We talked about it this year when we were trying to figure out which dates we were going to have planned with the pros. And
that's right.
I was not available for the 1 weekend we thought we were going to be able to have it. Yeah. And I was saying, well, y'all can fly me back early, this and that. And Brian said, well, what are you doing? I said, I've got concert tickets. And he's like, who are you going to see? And everybody, hopefully this coming to your town too, but it's Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks. And so, not something to miss. And Brian was like, you're not missing that. I'm not flying you back early. You just can't go. Sorry.
Well, so. I just wonder if it was someone that he didn't care about. Like, would he have been like, oh, you can miss that?
Maybe. But
it's a leadership lesson for me that I'm taking from Laura Lee, because she put the decision in your hand. You got the choice. In my mind, I would have been like, I'm not even asking. And then she would have been like, why didn't you ask? So I just, kudos to Laura Lee for throwing it out there. So when you came, like, you guys have it together. Like, if I were a shop owner today, I'd be following y'all. Like, what you do is just amazing. Truth be told, Laura Lee was on a podcast with me and Matt Wagg, basically talking about the planning that y'all do. And with her corporate background experience, I remember thinking when she opted in, she was like, yeah, we're going to be there. I'm like, you could teach this. It was humbling to me to think that y'all still wanted to come and learn and also provide value to other people. Like, you talked about come and be with other people in the industry. So tell me, what were y'all already doing as far as your marketing plan that you were like, I really don't need help in this area? We've got this part nailed down, because your story is going to help someone else who's like, you know, I'm already doing well with marketing. I don't really need to go. Why would I go?
You know, and that is something that part of it I just came into. There's a lot of staple in events in the community that we are always a part of. And we always donate to, and we always sponsor, and we're always a part of that. And we also have a very organized marketing budget every single year that we update like in October before the new year gets started. So we already had those implemented. So I was lucky in the sense that I already know the big events that we're always going to want to sponsor. So I make sure that we have enough money allocated for that, vice versa. What I didn't do that I really liked was how we broke everything up month by month, week by week, and day by day. That was what I hadn't had specific experience in. And that's what I really enjoyed, because I do feel like we have a lot of the bigger marketing things put together. But as far as the like day to day, like how can I boost us more this week? That's more what we were looking for.
Yeah, it's funny to me that you're saying that, because I don't know if Caroline agrees. I feel like we took away an area where we could grow was to get down to the nitty gritty, the granular, even more so. So I'm glad that you're saying that. Don't you think, Caroline?
Yeah, I think our biggest takeaway last year that we'll be implementing for this year is some of the feedback we got was wanting some more of those monthly, more so social media, but just that monthly content, like what's happening, what are you doing, and breaking it down from there, where it sounds like y'all kind of had in place what we thought, like what we think of as a marketing plan, where we as marketers are like, okay, you just need to know what's happening when and have an outline for it. And a lot of the attendees last year, and I think shop owners in general, want this a little bit more structured. Like they want a little bit more guidance and a little more structure. They're comfortable and they know what their limits are. And so they're like, I don't know all the content ideas, so let's talk about content ideas. I think that's where a lot of the collaboration was really great too. We didn't go super deep into it, and we will more this year, but the connection, like you were saying, Savannah, with having other shop owners or other members of shops who do what you do, that you're all bouncing those ideas off of each other. So you're actually hearing what's working for other shop owners, what's working for shops similar to yours, what the diesel shop is doing, and you're able to get ideas. And it's not all just like Shop Marketing Pros, Kim, Brian, and I saying, this is what you need to do. There's no rubric for it or like fail safe plan or agenda, but getting to collaborate and make it more personalized for you.
And I know another thing that you guys talked about was the event, hosting events for your shops. We've always done that, but that's another thing I will swear by. They're great. And I also just love doing it. That's why I'm in the field that I'm in. I like working in the community. I like going to the chamber. I like being the representation. I'm just a social person. Yeah. But, you know, I think a lot of people hear like automotive and they're like, you're hosting events. What do you mean? And it's like, yeah, we're hosting events. Like we're, you know, we're educating, showing people, just being part of the community. I mean, we've had parties that are educational and events, you know, that have stuff to do with automotive. And then we've also just had like anniversary parties where we just have face paint and other things, you know?
Yeah. I remember when we had our shop, and I say this all the time, is that we hosted events so often that there were some people who did not realize we were a shop. They thought we were an event venue.
Time to thank our friends at RepairPal for making this episode possible. Don't get left behind. Today's tech-savvy consumers value instant gratification, so they start their searches for a repair shop on their computers and smartphones. These power users research auto repair and service options and decide which shops to engage with in an instant. Gain these customers by being RepairPal certified. They provide proof that your prices are fair with their best-in-class estimator. They're the largest site for auto repair, and they will introduce your shop to new customers through RepairPal.com and through the recommendation of partners like USAA, CarMax, and Consumer Reports. As shop owners, we were in the RepairPal certified network, and it helped grow our business. You have to be in it to win it, so head on over to RepairPal.com/shops and set up a call to learn more. When you sign up, you'll get 1 month of service free and save $150 off certification. That's RepairPal.com/shops. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy.
You said earlier that one of the things you looked forward to about in coming to Plan with the Pros was the camaraderie, the networking, that sort of thing. And then Caroline just brought it up again. Talk a little bit about, what did you learn? Do you remember anything in particular, like any aha moments or any tactics or event ideas? Or was there anything in particular, or maybe it was just over dinner conversation where you just got to know someone and there's a relationship that was built there and it's still going on because you met someone there? Anything that you want to just add to or talk about as it relates to meeting these other ladies in the industry, collaborating with one another, learning from one another? There's that community aspect.
Really, Caroline, specifically, I feel like you and I have just clicked so well. I feel like if we lived in the same state, we'd be absolute best friends. So like, I don't know. I feel like everything that you do in your work, you probably don't even know this, but like I keep up on it on like my own Facebook because I like to see what you're doing and what you're coming up with because I think you have really great ideas.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That was awesome to hear. Yeah, I think that's super cool to hear, I guess, from the point of we were the ones, I was hosting it alongside Kim. So there's that connection, but also I agree. It was great having somebody that was newer into the industry, newer into marketing even, and like still feeling like everything in life is ahead of them and not having the same experiences maybe in business or family or life that all of the other or most of the other shop owners had. So, but even within that, everybody was able to connect with somebody. And at the end of it, we encourage everybody to set up with an accountability partner to make sure you're doing what you said you were going to do in your marketing plan. So that's awesome to hear. Thanks.
You know, that just made me so happy. We can like press end right now. It's just super sweet to me because this is Caroline's, hope she doesn't mind me saying this, like after college, like she hasn't worked anywhere else. She came here, stayed here. And at that time, lots of young people were graduating college, coming to work for us. And we were like, the name of the agency was Five Stones Media. And I remember Brian and JR and I having conversations multiple times saying, we're just a stepping stone for people coming out of college because they come here and then they get some experience, they move on. And it's been incredible to be able to keep these young, talented people, Haley, Caroline, you know. And so I've kind of been mentoring her over the past couple of years. And it just really makes me super happy to let her have the same feeling of what you just said. Like people are, they see what you're doing and they're learning from you and you're becoming that influencer, that thought leader, you know, that we all really want our businesses to be. So that's really, really amazing. And then, you know, not only is it a male dominated industry where I think you both will agree, I may ruffle some feathers here, right? But I remember as a shop owner, I was the president of ASA North Carolina. I remember hearing people talk about women in the industry not feeling whatever, welcomed or respected or heard. And I'm like, I don't know what y'all are talking about. I don't get that. Like, I walk into a room and I feel like I'm respected and people listen and they ask for my opinion and that sort of thing. So I don't know if it's that the confidence level of different people when they walk into a room, I don't know what causes that, but I'm just really proud of you too, because you are women leaders in the industry. You walk in, people do see you, they do listen to you, they do respect you. And I think that, you know, people say respect is earned and you've earned it. And so I just think it's awesome. And the fact that this was last year's Plan with the Pros was just women. And that was more my choice because I just wanted to be in a small room doing something new and different, experimenting with just some ladies in the room and then opening it up. And so this year we're opening it up to anyone. We first rolled it out.
We launched just under a month ago, right before Easter, only gave access to Plan with the Pros 2025 registration to our clients and past attendees. So obviously the women who attended last year and then anybody who's a client, men and women. Then the following week, we had a handful of people that we wanted to give kind of personal, not invitations, but just updates, letting them know that registration was open, who had requested information, as well as sharing it with our private Facebook group, the Auto Repair Marketing Mastermind. And then I think week before last, it went fully public, where registration is completely open now. And for everybody, I know we've had some clients ask and other people in the industry saying like, well, it was just women last year. Like, is it just going to be a bunch of girls again? No, I will say there are already a handful of men and women who have both signed up. And last year it was just Kim and I. And this year, Brian will be coming with us too. So if all else fails and for some reason there's no other man there, Brian will be there. And we're still at West Point, which there's still just a sense of, you know, a lot of leadership and good qualities. And it's not like a frou-frou, super feminine kind of feeling event by any means. It's about seeing success in your business and getting down to business to do that.
Yeah. So we haven't even taken that approach to the marketing for Playing with the Pros yet, which is the location. So our son is a cadet at West Point, only one more year. So literally a year from now, he'll be graduating. So this is our last year, or let me say this, the last fall where we will be parents, and it'll just make sense and be easy. So we put it out there last year, and the way it came about is honestly, this was our second choice for a location. I don't even know if you know that, Caroline, is we were at a different place, Chautauqua, New York, for an event that was spectacular and beautiful. And I remember us walking, we were out for a walk, Brian and I, that morning, and we were like, I was dreaming about having this event conference, not really a conference. It's too small to be, I think, called a conference, but workshop. And I was telling him, hey, I really want to do this. This would be a phenomenal location. And I reached out to them in the dreaming phase. No date would work. Like I just could not make any date work. And then, I don't know, several months later, we were at West Point for some event. Actually, Brian was not with me. I was up there and I was staying at the Thayer for the first time. Because generally we're up there in our RV at the campground. And I remember walking through the Thayer and I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that they had conference rooms. And I didn't realize that they had this. And I just started kind of mulling it over in my head and envisioning it. And I walked around, I looked at this and I looked at that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this would be phenomenal. And I just know most people don't just say, hey, I want to go to West Point. If you've been there, Savannah, so you've seen like, there's no reason to be there. Like, there's nothing around. And it's a teeny tiny little village of Highland Falls just outside the gate. That's like a few blocks long, one main street. And so, yeah, it's not like, you know, Annapolis, the Naval Academy, that's like a beautiful coastal town. So there's people that just go there. If you're at West Point, it's because you're at West Point. Like it's, you don't pass by it. And so the history and just the beauty. It's overlooking the Hudson River, which is just gorgeous. And so I brought it to Brian and he was like, yeah, that's a great idea. And so I'm not going to say names. There was one lady who was there last year and her husband was with her, but he wasn't part of Playing with the Pros. And I think they had family in the area. So they were visiting family and he was a little salty that he could not go on the tour to West Point. So here's the chance. So, and Caroline too, like Caroline's heard all about it, right? She probably has heard way too much. I probably drive her batty talking about it, but like, what were y'all expecting? What did you get? What did you think about the whole West Point area? Is it a place where you feel like, yeah, people should come and experience that?
I think it's a really cool experience, especially because what you were saying, like you've no reason to go there necessarily, like just as like a trip. So it's like an opportunity, like a once in a lifetime chance to see it. Personally, I didn't know anything about it. I had never even heard of it until, you know, this event happened. So I had no idea what to expect. And if I had like a recorded phone call, like with my mom, like the night that I got there, I'd be like, mom, this place looks like a castle. This is crazy. It was beautiful. And then getting to go on the tour, that was amazing because it wasn't just, you know, you thought everything. You know, we learned important stuff, but we also, you know, got to learn just some really cool history and everything. And I feel like a lot of that stuff, you know, isn't talked about unless you're at that, you know, unless you're at West Point, you know, you don't learn about the history there unless you're there. So I recommend it. I think it was worth it.
I think when you think about other industry events, or not even specific to the automotive industry, but the best type of conferences or workshop or things that you go to are those ones that are kind of at a destination, because they allow for more life to happen there too. Like, there's more camaraderie, there's more real conversation. You're not stuck in a conference center or an expo center the entire time, and you see a little bit more. Like, I feel like people let their guard down a little more. Not that it feels more like a vacation, but just that everybody experiences something new at the same time together for the most part. Maybe they've been there before, but usually it's this experience of everybody doing something together. And it just adds to this like camaraderie and unison of the group, especially when it is a small group. And I know we mentioned last year we had a particularly small group. We're still only allowing up to 25 shops this year, so it still will be a fairly intimate workshop. But when you think about a place like that, like West Point, that I didn't know what to expect, but obviously I'd seen photos from you, Kim, before talking about Peyton being there. My best friend's little brother went to the Merchant Marine Academy, so I always saw pictures of that. If you're hosting an event, you want to have a place that sets the tone for it. And I can't think, I don't know how we're going to find somewhere that is going to set the tone for what the goal is with Playing with the Pros that does it as well as the West Point and the Thayer does. When you think about setting the tone for something like that, this is where the military like trains their youngest, newest members of the military to become better leaders in the military of our country. Getting to see that, getting to go on the tour of West Point, but also getting to be somewhere that just the hotel itself and the venue, like being right on the Hudson River, is so beautiful. There's like an aura in the air that you can't help but put your head down and work and come out successful when you leave there. There's not room for failure or like not caring about what happens when you're there. You have to care, and it's innate. It just happens. And so I think that allows for really great work to happen and really great conversations to happen. Better when you hear about the history from a tour or something, but just because you can feel the depth of where you are. It's like touring any historical place where you're like, wow, I can feel like great things happened here. But we turn around and give people an option, an opportunity to be one of the great things that happened there.
Well, I mean, you're really repeating things that Brian and I have said, because I'm from a military family. So Savannah, unlike you, which is very common, I'm learning more and more people that have never heard of. And I'm like, how are you an American and you've never heard of West Point? I come from a military family. I've heard of West Point. My mama was the biggest patriot that I ever could possibly imagine. And she instilled that in us. And so I'd always heard of West Point. I mean, Peyton had never heard of it. Peyton texted me on November 1st, I think it was 2019, of his junior year, where he said, Mom, have you heard of West Point before? And I replied to him. I saved this text because I pull it up all the time. I replied to him and said, that was the most idiotic question anyone has ever asked me before. But Brian and I obviously knew what it was. And I remember being told, because you're in this West Point moms group, being told by other parents, other moms, when you get there, you just, whatever you're envisioning, it's bigger than that. It's better than that. It's more magical than that. And I just remember our feet touching the ground at that Trophy Point area and getting chills thinking about George Washington stood here, literally in this area. So I just love that y'all got that and that people will get that as well. So last chance for that. We're going to move on from West Point. Savannah and Caroline, tell me, were there any surprises? What was your biggest takeaway, your biggest surprise, your biggest aha moment, your whatever, whether it's something at West Point, whether it's a person you met or became friends with, or whether it was a new thing to add into your marketing plan? Caroline, you may have been triggered in a positive way by something for our marketing at Shop Marketing Pros. Like, I'm just curious, what was unexpected?
I think for me, I was like fresh into my new role as the CMO. And so the one thing I still like sometimes or worry about sometimes is not feeling like I know the automotive industry enough, that I know the owners enough, that I really understand that persona and how to market to them efficiently. So being able to be in a room with them and hear from them and hear what they're going through in their shops and what's happening in the shops, and especially what's going on with the marketing in their shop and where they see the lack, where they see the benefits of it, where they struggle with not having things, or being able to help people in the room, that whether they were a client or not a client, that just to talk to them about their marketing and to know enough, but truly hear from them, like what's happening in their shop and get to know them, I feel like made me a better marketer for us, but also in a way that, yeah, it's like, I want to be a better marketer for us, but I am somebody that just thrives on connection as well, very social. And so being able to connect with them on that just was really enjoyable.
I love that. That's good. Savannah.
My biggest takeaway was when we discussed marketing to your specific audience and, you know, working on that like avatar almost that we talked about, just because, you know, when you're marketing, you know, you have to market to certain people, but when you're new into marketing, that's really overwhelming. And it's like, what do you mean I have to market to specific people? Like, can I just get the word out? Like, isn't that enough? Having like experience and then being there around everyone else, not everyone has the same kind of goals for what kind of customer they want to see. You know, one of the shops there primarily wanted fleet. That's not what we focus on. So we are marketing to completely different audiences of people. And it's like being able to look at your ads and be like, okay, is this going to speak to the 35-year-old soccer mom that I'm trying to speak to? Or is it going to speak to the big like trucks and those owners, you know, and all of those things? That was my biggest takeaway.
Yeah, I love it. That's what my hope was going in, is that every person left with something. You know, we're all going to come in with some preconceived idea of our own marketing, and I've got this or I've got that. But I really wanted everyone to leave with an understanding of their customer, who they're really going after. And you're right. So many people, like, we've taught an entire class just on defining your customer avatar. And it has blown my mind that it blows their mind that that's even a thing. And so I also wanted, you know, ladies to come and leave with those connections. That we started a private little Facebook Messenger group. Everybody hates group messages. And I love that on any given day, here we are, what, 7 months past the event, and that Facebook message group is still living very actively. Just in the last week, there were at least 3 different topics that came up. These ladies are still connecting and still this own little tribe. And so I just love it. I'm glad to hear that Caroline had takeaways, and, you know, she's seeing in real life the things that Brian and I have said about shop owners for so long. And so it's just awesome.
I do want a disclaimer real quick. Those of y'all who are like, oh my gosh, don't put me in a group message. It's active in the sense that like somebody sends a message in it, but it is not that group message that is just going off all the time. So if you sign up, and we do one for this year, it is a engage with as much as you want to, turn your notifications off if you're not that interested, but it is a great place where we are able to come back and field ideas from one another, connect, celebrate one another's wins and things like that. So that I think is one of the biggest and coolest aspects of it is just the network of shops. I know y'all have done podcasts on it before too, about not being an island and not being such a solo, like, I don't know what other shops are doing. I don't know anything. Mm-hmm. And I think that Playing with the Pros is a great event, whether you have an established marketing plan already and you just want to round it out and make sure that it is what it should be, or if you don't even do any marketing and you're just trying to get started, you have enough information in there that we're catering to all levels of shop owners who are just trying to have a better shop at the end of the day. And we are just one piece of the puzzle and your success.
So I want to start wrapping up, and I want to just give you a chance, Savannah, and even Caroline, if you have something to throw into the conversation about this. So we created your 2025 marketing plan, but we did it in early October. So speak to, you left in October. Did it fuel your fire for the rest of October, November, and December to like add final touches, tweak it, anything like that? Did you continue building on it? Or now that you are in 2025, 5 months in, how's it going?
Ours is going great. When we came back, like, we're really busy around that time of year too, like around Christmas time, you know, we just end up being busy. But we immediately got to work because I hosted a pancake event in December. So as soon as we got back, we were rolling gears on that and getting it going. I hit every single goal and plan that I had for the first quarter. So I was really, really happy about that. And then second quarter is the same way. It's going really well. We are reevaluating our event for this quarter. I don't want to say too much because I don't know what we're doing fully yet. But we have kind of like shifted gears on that a little bit, just kind of because that's where we're going with things. And this is going to best suit us for right now versus what we had talked about back in October. But ours is going great. I'm very happy with it.
I'm glad to hear that. That's awesome. Because again, I know that y'all, before this year, you've been creating your annual marketing plan. So it's important for people to know that it's a fluid plan. Like, it's not written in stone. There's flexibility to it. Poor Caroline knows that because Brian and I throw stuff her way all the time. But do you want to add anything to that, Caroline, about, you know, being this far in? And
as somebody that ours has changed a lot, and which is ironic as being the marketing agency, but it is very fluid and subject to change. But if we didn't have our plan, it would be so much harder to know where we are and where we want to go, which is something when we have our larger staff meetings, we always start those off with where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. And the marketing ties so much into that to be able to say, this is what worked, this is what didn't. And that's, not to go on a tangent, that's one of, I think, the best aspects or the most helpful things I feel like we taught on. It's a hill I'll die on, is knowing what's working in your marketing so that you know if it's worth doing again, whether it's a Facebook post or a Facebook ad or a event. But knowing where you are, where you've been, where you're going, and adjusting because of that, our plan has allowed me to say no to things that didn't fit our budget necessarily. But there is flexibility to say, well, let's change gears and go this way. And the plan is still better than nothing. Like, if we didn't have that, it would just be utter chaos, which I know a lot of shop owners probably feel like right now, or just like everything is utter chaos. And so having that plan in place provides structure. It's not, you don't live and breathe and die by it, but it's an outline for how you're going to see that growth in your shop and how to reach those goals.
Mm-hmm. It's a guide. It's a roadmap.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, some of the things that we didn't talk about here, we definitely go over what your budget looks like. And we talk about advertising and we talk about your slow months. We have you do homework. We didn't talk about that. We have you do some homework to bring with you, to be prepared. We do not expect you to spend the money that you're going to spend on Plan with the Pros and come in and not be able to put the plan together. There are some things you're going to have to come in to Plan with the Pros having put together. You want to know which months are slow, which months are busy. And we talk through as a group, adjusting your budget. And we talk about the community involvement, community service. We talk about how to measure your marketing. You know, Caroline just talked about what's working. We're going to help you understand, here's your plan that you've created, but how do you know if it's working? So we're going to look at all of that and more. I'm sure that there are things that we'll press end on this podcast and Caroline will probably message me or I'll message her and say, oh, we didn't talk about this. So anyone that, whether you have never created a marketing plan, whether you kind of halfway do a marketing plan, or if you're like Schmidt Auto Care, you do a pretty darn good job of creating your marketing plan. This is for anyone in between all of those, the whole spectrum of marketing planning. So if you have any questions, I'm going to have Caroline share with you in a minute how to find more information. I do want you to know, we understand this is a financial investment. We've given you an option to break your payment up into multiple months to make that easy. Caroline, tell them what it includes and tell them where to go to find more information.
Yeah, I'll start with where to go. So if you're interested in anything about Plan with the Pros, you can go to planwiththepros.com. And we have an agenda, which is fluid, an outline of what we're going to be doing, like the plan. a little bit more about the venue and what to expect. But overall, what the investment in choosing to come includes is, to put it simply, everything except your airfare to get there. So we take care of, once you get to the airport, your transportation to and from the airport to West Point, all of your meals while at West Point, including some offsite to get out of that area and see some other areas of New York, because it is a beautiful spot, as well as I think some of the things that are invaluable, like the connections that you're able to make and the camaraderie and synergy that you can have when networking with other shop owners, whether they are in the same similar area as you, similar field, if y'all both have a specialty, or if it's completely different. There's never a bad aspect of like getting to know another business owner, and it just always ends up positive, I think, in my experience, and would think most, as well as leaving with your full plan. Like Kim said, it does require some homework to get started, but leaving with that plan, that outline, and with accountability partners to have that in place, so you know what you're doing come 2026 and any future year after that, and the continuous support from our team and all of the other members who were there to get it done.
And 3 nights at the Thayer Hotel, which is phenomenal. Savannah, quick last word, anything you want to share that you didn't share, if you have anything?
Make sure that you are very hungry when you come, because they're going to feed you nonstop.
Good point.
But also, I did want to say, you know, like just with how you were saying, like, you know, we do a really good job on our marketing. I appreciate that, by the way. But, you know, Laura Lee and Eric are very big on you can always learn more. It doesn't matter if you think you know it all and you've got your marketing plan down to a T. There is something that you can gain from this, whether it's from Kim herself or just other people there. There's definitely new information for everyone.
Awesome. Thank you, Savannah. Thanks again, everyone, for listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast on the Aftermarket Radio Network. There are several other great shows on the network, and you can find them all at aftermarketradionetwork.com or on your favorite podcast listening apps like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many others. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, the Auto Repair Marketing Mastermind, and visit planwiththepros.com for more information on our awesome event we're super excited about. And tune in next week for another episode. Until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker. Follow the podcast on your favorite listening app. Find their emails in the show notes and visit them at shopmarketingpros.com. Let Kim and Brian know what you want discussed, because they're all about advancing the aftermarket.